This is Ozarks at Large. Craggy outcroppings in the Ozarks, which contain deep bluff overhangs, were often accommodations for prehistoric people. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich recently met with an archaeologist who will take us on a guide to an ancient bluff dwelling.
My name is Dr. Jamie Brandon, and I'm the research station archaeologist for Northwest Arkansas and most of the Arkansas Ozarks with the Arkansas Archaeological Survey. And we are standing at what we call the Narrows Shelter. And it is a bluff shelter here in the Ozarks. It's in the Boston Mountains in Crawford County. And it's one of thousands of really important prehistoric sites that are scattered throughout the Ozarks.
The Narrows, a prehistoric bluff shelter, was occupied intermittently for more than 10,000 years. The Narrows was first discovered in the early 1930s during construction of a local highway. A team of scholars from the University of Arkansas recorded the site, finding numerous grinding basins littering the surface. A few years later, the Civilian Conservation Corps constructed a native stone stairway to encourage visitors. But that led to the site being plundered, which persists to this day. We walked to a freshly dug hole in the bluff shelter floor.
There is still looting, even on protected property. And if this person got caught, they would face a felony conviction, fairly steep fines, they possibly having their car and equipment that they used to commit this confiscated. So this is a pretty big deal.
Because the site is located on Ozark St. Francis National Forest, agents do monitor for thieves. Arkansas historian Clyde Dollar first conducted digs on the Narrows in the 1950s, but it wasn't until 1995 that the site was scientifically excavated by the Archaeological Survey. Led by Jerry Hilliard, the team assessed past looting activities and identified undisturbed intact cultural deposits, including stone tools and ceramics, by carefully digging deep trenches with trowels and hand shovels, sifting through the midden, an archaeological term for accumulated dirt and artifacts.
A lot of shelters across the Ozarks are really deep deposits. This shelter actually is fairly shallow because it was cleaned out several times in its occupation. And most of the materials that Jerry Hilliard found here in the mid-90s date to what we call the late prehistoric. We're talking about 1400 AD. And Jerry's work seems to tie this material directly to a large ceremonial center called Spiro Mounds.
Located 7 miles outside of Spiro, Oklahoma, Spiro Mounds was an epicenter of the Caddoan Mississippian culture, which inhabited East Texas, northern Louisiana, western Arkansas, and eastern Oklahoma between 1800 and 1450 AD. Archaeological evidence reveals the Spiro people maintained political, religious, and economic ties with tribal groups across the nation. They were also skilled in horticulture, religious ceremonies, and iconography. And rock art is a novel feature of the Narrows Bluff Shelter. Jamie Brandon points to the base of the back wall, where a series of figures are gesturing.
So probably the largest panel, the most impressive panel of rock art at the Narrows here is this sort of procession of people sort of in a long line. And they're kind of stick figure characters. One of them has a headdress. The first one has a headdress. And he's holding out a long stick with a circle and cross on it. And there's a couple tiers of these individuals. And this is a pretty dramatic scene, especially when you get it in the right light. And this is what we are interpreting as, and Dr. George Sabo, my predecessor, sees this a direct connection here with a dance, the choreography of an Osagian dance that commemorates their coming to the world, their creation myth.
The Osage are a historic Great Plains tribe whose indigenous land base included Arkansas and Missouri. Ozark caves and bluffs may contain petroglyphs, images carved into rock, pictographs, where paint or pigments have been applied, or painted petroglyphs. Deeper into the bluff, Jamie Brandon shows us a painted petroglyph, a lone figure standing defiantly in what could be a feathered headdress.
You can see the fingers of his hand on one hand, and in his other hand, he has a large object. Now, this could be a stylized mace, which is sort of a symbol of power for chiefs in the prehistoric past here, or it even could be a dance fan, which is something we see Native American groups using, a fan in various kinds of ceremonies.
Jamie Brandon says that protected bluff shelters like this one preserve delicate materials from fully decomposing, revealing to scientists subsistence diets, for example, processed nuts and butchered game.
You get incredible preservation of what we call perishable goods. That's baskets, textiles, bone, cane, the kinds of things we don't see in other places. So the Ozarks offer us a bigger picture of what prehistoric artifacts were like and their technologies and their life ways that we don't get in a normal archaeological site.
Some bluff shelters also serve as mortuaries, but Jamie Brandon says those are rare. Today, bluff shelters are extremely valued by First Nations.
They're sacred places for modern Native American tribes. So people like the Osage and the Caddo feel that they have a responsibility for these places as places of the burial for their ancestors and places where rituals have taken place in the ancient past.
This bluff shelter, the Narrows, is comprised of a half dozen rock alcoves or compartments and was not a primary residence but used seasonally.
Think of these as a combination of hunting camp and storage facility. They're a part of a seasonal round for most of prehistory, so they would be moving around between three or four or five places following resources. When the deer is good, they go to a certain place. When the mussels are, when the water is low and you can get mussels, they go to a particular place on the White River. And in certain times of years, they come here to these bluff shelters. And in these bluff shelters, they're doing things like harvesting deer, hunting camps, and they're also processing and storing plant remains.
Jamie Brandon says he and other archaeologists dig Ozark Bluff shelter sites in small 2x2 meter squares, 10 centimeters deep at a time.
And we excavate that, we stop, we keep those artifacts together, we take a photo, we draw, and then we go further another 10 centimeters. And we do this very painstakingly and carefully, so because we're destroying the site while we're excavating it, so we can properly document. It's like a crime scene. You want to properly document everything in your excavations, otherwise you can't figure out what happened.
And all recovered artifacts are preserved for posterity.
All those artifacts are generally curated in our curational facility at the Arkansas Archaeological Survey building on the Ag campus of the U of A. The stuff that was done all in bluff shelters all the way back to the 1930s was a part of the University of Arkansas Museum, and those collections are housed with us too. So we're all one big happy family now sharing a curation facility on the Ag campus at the U of A.
Jamie Brandon says Ozark Bluff shelters are endangered by looters and development, so he's dedicating his life to physically documenting and preserving as many as possible. Plus, he's building a new public website on Ozark Bluff shelters.
Answer all your questions about what are bluff shelters, who occupied them and when, and even direct you to places where you can safely visit without impacting bluff shelters, existing protected bluff shelters like the ones in the Buffalo National River or Petitjean State Park.
The comprehensive Ozark Bluff Shelter website will go live later in July on arkansasarchaeology.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
The Arkansas Archaeological Survey is interested to hear about any bluff shelters you may have on your land or property you own. You can go to archaeology.uark.edu for more information. That link is also provided at our website, ozarksatlarge.com. Also at our website is a link to Jerry Hilliard's Chronicle of Archaeological Exploration of the Narrows.